Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Yeah, cook here in the trolley, Ed, while I get the list out.
Oh, sure. Come on, darling. On your legs. That's it, good girl.
And we're not going off yet, okay? Not unless there's a really good offer.
Yes, boss.
I've planned the week's meals around it. Oh. Oh, it's Will.
Oh, look, I'm going to be over at the jobs board, okay?
Hi, Will. Is George all right?
Yeah, I haven't rung about him. Oh, well, I have, in a way.
Can you get on with it? We're just about to start the shopping.
Oh, right. Well, the thing is, Brian's finally okayed me a day off this coming Thursday, so Nick and I can take the kids to the safari park for the half-term treat.
Very nice.
Yeah, it seems a shame to leave George out. Em?
Yeah, it does.
Well, it wasn't easy getting the time off with the big shoot next week. Brian's really on my back. So, we can take him?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, great. I'll be so excited. It's been hard with Jake going on about all the monkeys and lions.
Yeah, it'd be cruel to leave him behind.
That's what we thought.
Is that it?
Well, actually...
What?
Since George will be here on Wednesday for Halloween, it makes sense for him to stay over, really.
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Then we can get an early start Thursday.
Yeah, I said okay.
Ah, cheers, Em. See you later.
Come on, let's go and get Daddy. Will wants to take George to the safari park with him on Thursday.
Oh, well, he won't get much change out of 100 quid.
Well, at least it means George having one decent treat over half term. We need to get on.
No, well, wait, look, there's a card here for night staff stacking shelves.
You're not serious?
Well, I can't afford to rule anything out.
You're mad. You can't work days as well as nights. You'll be all over the place. I feel weird enough today as it is with the clocks changing.
People do it. I mean, if I could get maybe a couple of shifts a week.
No, Ed.
Okay. But something's got to change.
No, but not nights, please. If it was just us two, maybe, but...
Nah, there'll probably be tons of people applying anyway.
I wish Tom could have given you some hours. That would have been ideal.
Yeah. I'll keep asking around the farms, go a bit further afield.
Anything's worth a try. Come on.
Not a good time to talk about bonfire night?
Not at the moment, Tom, sorry. Me and Reese aren't this dinner time, Jane collecting plates. Can you hold on till there's a lull?
Yeah, sure. I'm good for half an hour. I'll have a Coke and a bag of peanuts while I'm waiting, please.
Right you are.
Thanks. That's a bit of an own goal, isn't it? Short-staffed over Sunday lunchtime.
Oh, tell me about it. But it's a quiet day for Jack, so Kenton's there showing Fal on the ropes.
Well, I'm chuffed she got the job.
Oh, me and all. This is handover week before she takes the reins.
She'll be great. I'll miss her here, though.
Yeah, but she'll have to fly the coop sometime. It's a big step up running an urban bar. It looks so good on her CV.
Too right.
The only fly in the ointment's Naomi.
Why?
She thinks it's all been a stitch-up.
Oh, she can be spiky sometimes.
Let's hope she won't give Fallon a hard time.
Here you go, Kira. Here's your juice.
How much was that macaroni, Ed?
36 pence.
36.
You got batteries down on that,
though? Wait, let me put this into the calculator. I want to see what we're up to.
Sorry. Is that better, darling?
£27.81. Oh, we've still got loads to get.
This? £4 for a tube of toothpaste.
I'll get somewhere else cheaper.
Oh, what about the batteries? Well, George needs them for his grabber toy, doesn't he?
I've only just put some in.
Yeah, but they've died. I mean, £4 ones are useless.
Oh, well, he'll be lucky. He can play with his pet guinea pig instead. Come on, red next.
After a pet camel when he gets back from the safari park.
There's one big treat over half term and it has to be with Will. I can't compete with that.
Oh, come on. He's looking forward to that Halloween stuff at the library.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Well, there you go, then.
And he can have his face painted there for nothing.
Right, and he'll look the part when he goes trick-or-treating. Hey, Kira.
Yeah, he will film his neck up, maybe. I really need something to make that white sheet more interesting.
Oh.
What?
Was that James?
I don't know.
It's hard to hear.
Well, turn the fan down.
But I've got my hands full. And I need it for the veg.
Hey, those roasties look good.
Kick back, the fat's really hot. Look, can you go and check on James?
You only went into him 5 minutes ago. You may be prepared to run back and forth all day like a clockwork toy, but I'm not.
All right, I'll go myself in a minute.
Hey, what's this? Tiramisu. These for afters?
No, they're for James.
What, all four of them?
Yes, all four of them.
Oh, right.
You know, it would really help me if you made an effort with him, Matt.
He doesn't make an effort with me.
He's in pain.
He is a pain.
If you had a child, you'd understand.
Yeah, well, that's precisely why I never wanted one. Far too demanding. Look, he's pushing 40, and you treat him like a little kid.
Yes, well, it takes one to know one.
Oh, I've had enough of this. I'm going down the park.
But what about lunch? It'll be... Paul...
Lillian, hi. Can you talk?
Look, hold on. Let me turn this wretched thing off.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Oh, peace at last.
So how's the invalid?
Oh, frustrated, poor darling. I thought he was calling just now. It's hard to hear when I'm cooking.
Well, he needs a bell.
Oh, yeah.
What are you cooking?
Lamb and all the trimmings.
Oh, cruelty. I'm working all day, me.
Pity. I've loads of food here. And Matt's just gone down the pub.
Isn't that what Alf Garner used to say? I'm going down the pub.
Oh, don't. Oh.
You okay?
And I don't want none of your spicy ones, Tom. No offence.
None taken.
Nor them ones with leeks in and that. Just straightforward bangers they can slap in a roll or bake spud to watch the fireworks.
Great. I'm trying to come up with novelty ideas for Christmas, actually, for this food company I've hooked up with.
Oh, yeah. How about angels on horseback? Oh, sorry, Tom. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Within a second, Matt.
Don't hurry, Jolene.
All right, Matt.
Tom.
How's James?
Oh, don't ask. He's getting there.
Good. It was a nasty accident, from what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, quite hyper for an invalid, though, Howard Jones.
Well, he's always been hyper.
Gets very bored very quickly.
Instructions from Lillian.
What's that?
You're to take the barbell home for James.
Don't you need it?
Seems his needs greater than mine.
Yeah, like that, is it? You got a table free for lunch?
Oh, I'm useless at sewing.
Well, your mum did offer.
Well, if I can't even make Georgie a ghost costume, what use am I?
I like the little stars and spiders.
Yeah, plique it's called.
Except I think that spider's only got 6 legs. Look.
Look, you want to try cutting spiders out of an old T-shirt. 6 will do.
That'd be a nice surprise for George anyway. He'd look great with his face painted and all them creepy crawlies on a sheet, won't he, Kira?
Dada.
Eh? No, we don't want him scaring you, do we?
Oh, stupid needle.
Oh. My little hands, they feel cold, Em.
Oh, blow on them. We're going to need some more oil in the tank before Christmas.
Yeah, I know. And she's going to need some winter clothes soon.
Mm. I'm planning to go to the charity shops on Wednesday when I go in with George.
Yeah?
Oh, did you write down the petrol? It's 20 quid.
Oh, no. Right. I've got to ask Dad to have a look at my car and all.
Yes, soon, Ed. It keeps misfiring.
Well, where do I put it? Do I put it down with food?
No, in the back.
Oh, OK. That makes sense, I suppose, writing everything down.
petrol.
Yeah, well, it means I can track the price of everything week by week and see what we're spending.
Yeah.
Those turkey slices will do for your dinner this week.
What about your dinner, Em? Didn't eat anything earlier.
I'm okay. I'll have a piece of toast later.
Well, you can't go skipping meals.
I'm all right. At least Nick will give George his tea today.
Who's that?
I'll go.
Okay.
You stay here. Hey, mind she doesn't get the pins.
Okay. Oh, your little cold fingers, eh, Kira?
Mummy!
Hello, sweetheart. You're early. Why, Will?
Oh, I had to bring you back now. Sorry. Oh, I need to drive the birds back before dusk, and well, that's an hour earlier today, isn't it?
You could have phoned.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you Wednesday, George. We're off to see the lions and monkeys soon.
Do you know, Mummy?
It sounds really exciting.
And I'm going trick-or-treating with Jake and Mia.
Oh, by the way, I hope you don't mind.
Now what?
We were in the garden centre this morning and I saw this great little wizard outfit for George for Halloween.
Oh.
Oh, I couldn't resist it. He's got the pointy hat, the wand, the cape and everything. Oh, he was just so cute. And it was only $6.99.
It sounds lovely.
Yeah, George really liked it.
Yay!
But Nick thought it best we hold on to it till Wednesday, so he can't wear it and get baked beans all down the front, eh?
Oh!
Come inside, Georgie, letting the cold in.
I'll see you Wednesday, little man.
Okay, Daddy.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
What's for my tea?
I haven't decided.
Mummy, Nick's food tastes nicer than yours. We had chicken today.
Go upstairs and put your coat away. Go on.
No, darling, don't touch the pins. I said no.
Typical.
It's 2 hours early.
George hasn't even eaten.
What?
I don't know what to give him, Ed.
Well, he'll be happy with anything, won't he?
Yeah, well, fish finger sandwich it'll have to be. He's had roast chicken for lunch.
Well, that's good.
I know.
Look, I'm going to have to get off for milking. What are you doing? Oh, you're hiding the sheet? Good idea.
No, I'm putting it in the bin.
Why? You spent hours on that.
It's rubbish. It's rubbish. I'm rubbish.
Ah, Josh.
Oh, hello.
Well, aren't you the early bird?
This floorboard was dead wonky.
Yeah, I know.
Phoebe tripped up on it last night when we collected the eggs. You don't mind?
Why should I mind? You've done me a favour.
Oh, cool.
I meant to get round to it myself.
Well, it's fixed now anyway. I borrowed my dad's hammer.
Feels all right to me. Very neat job, thanks.
No worries.
And well done you for taking the trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. Is it true Hayley finds the hens a bit of a pain?
Well, they're not the brightest of God's creatures.
No, I mean looking after them.
Oh, I see.
Only Phoebe said...
Well, she has got her hands full with work and with Abby, of course. Must feel a chore day in, day out.
Yeah.
And for not much money either. The thing is, Josh, this was Betty's project, originally Mike's first wife.
I know.
She and I started the business and Hayley stepped in when she passed away.
So she might actually be relieved if someone gave her a hand with it.
Yeah, I suppose. Is that an offer?
I could do it.
Are you serious?
I'd come every day if you like, term times and holidays. Christmas Day as well if you want.
Steady on now.
It'd be great to earn a bit of money.
Yes, of course.
Sorry, I didn't mean...
No, that's okay. I wouldn't expect you to do it for nothing.
I wouldn't let you down.
Well, I can see you're keen. But you have to stay on top of things with hens and... This is our business, not just a hobby.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I can't say yes just like that. There's rules about these things.
Oh.
And we'll have to see what Hayley says.
Okay.
And your mum and dad. I wouldn't want them thinking I'm exploiting you.
Yeah, they're a bit frisky.
You're keeping them in for today, aren't you?
Yeah, looks dead cosy in there.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, Karen rang.
Karen?
Aidensman.
Oh, yeah.
confirming the time, you know. Georgie going to Felbrisham Splash on Friday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's their treat, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? You've planned a really good week for him. He's got the library stories, Halloween on Wednesday, Safari Park on Thursday, then he's swimming. He's going to enjoy himself then.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I can't believe I was so upset yesterday, that stupid costume.
It doesn't matter.
Of course I want him to go around the village in a decent outfit and not an old cheater.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, stupid things. She's come off the back of another cow.
She's not on the ground?
No, thank goodness. Oh, no, look, she's hobbling. I'm going to have to go. I'll see you, love. Hey, Alistair.
You just left me a message.
Yeah, I've got a couple bullying and one mounted another.
Ah, came down a bit hard.
Yeah, she's landed with a right crash.
Ah, what a pain.
She was crossing her front feet after, keeping the weight off her claw.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to get her into the shed now.
Well, if she's crossing her feet, it sounds like a pedal fracture. Unless she's got ulcers. I can be with you in about 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah, thanks, Alistair, yeah.
Is it okay?
No, she might have fractured a bone.
So?
So Alistair's on his way.
Oh, no.
Well, I had to call him, Em. Can't take the chance.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. Did he say anything to you, Ruth?
Not the dicky bird.
He seems very keen.
That doesn't surprise me, and he is reliable.
Well, if he's not, we shan't hold on to him.
Fair enough.
Well, as long as his schoolwork doesn't slip.
He seems pretty confident he can cope during term.
It's all part of him learning how to manage his time.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be every weekend, but not every weekday, because Phoebe's keen too. She'll do her bit.
Right.
He's under 18, after all.
Yeah. So, what's the job description then?
Well, just the feeding, collecting and scraping, really.
Uh-huh.
Hayley's happy to carry on with the grading and packing.
Even so, that's a big responsibility. And the time.
Yeah, I know.
Come here, Biff.
He is very careful.
Yeah, I know. He's been helping Phoebe already and he does seem to have a feel for it.
All right.
Come to help us move the fences, have you, Josh?
Oh, I will if you like. Only I saw Neil's van.
Uh-huh.
He's told you then.
You are a dark horse.
I was going to ask.
It's a huge commitment, Josh.
Yeah, I told him.
There'd be no lazing in bed on Saturday morning just because you don't fancy getting up.
Oh, come on, Dad. I wake up early anyway. I might just as well do something.
To earn some cash, you mean?
Well, why not?
And whenever I promise to do the milking, I'm right there on time, even if the weather's rubbish.
He is, actually.
And I've got my bike, so I can be at Willow Farm in 5 minutes. I wouldn't let Neil and Hayley down. No way. Or the hens, I promise.
No, I believe you. Well, David, Ruth?
Well, as long as you're serious, I've no objections.
Me neither.
What do you say to a 3-month trial period, then?
Whoa! High five, Neil.
If we must.
Well done.
Yeah, congratulations, Josh.
Ah, so don't you want to know about the money, then?
Well, yeah.
Does £30 a week sound about all right? It's what we can afford.
Deal.
Oh, that was quick.
He doesn't mess about, does he?
When do you want me to start?
Well, there's things I need to go into first, with the local authority.
Ah.
Yeah, with you being a youngster.
No one says youngster, Dad.
So, I'll be in touch, okay?
Brilliant. I'll soon catch up with Pip.
Aha, so that's what's behind all this, is it?
I've got to start somewhere.
I brought you the eggs, love.
Oh, shh, Dad. Kira's asleep.
Oh, sorry. I hope my knocking didn't disturb her.
Oh, it's okay. She looks spark out. Thanks for the eggs, Dad.
No, you're welcome.
Hey, do you want an egg with your chips, Georgie?
Yes, please.
Are you and Mum still okay to have Kira on Wednesday?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. All right, George?
Do you want a chip?
No, you eat them up. Oh, this was stuck in your letterbox. Huh. You going to open it?
Oh, I know what it is. It's the water bill.
Oh, dear.
It's okay. We'll have 3 weeks to pay it.
Sorry?
Nothing. Do you want a cup of tea, Dad?
No, at all. No. Is that all you're having for your lunch? A cup of tea?
Well, I had a piece of cake with Ruth mid-morning.
Yeah?
I had some too.
Oh, right. Good.
Yeah, it was one of Jill's.
Nice. But you can't live on cake, love.
I'm not. Don't fuss, Dad.
Do you want some of my chips, Mummy?
No, darling. Let's have those eggs, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Look, love, I'm going to put a tenner down here on the side.
Dad.
Use it to pay for lunch in town for you and George Wednesday.
Thanks. Oh, beautiful eggs.
Mm. I should fry one for yourself while you're at it.
Later. Oh, perfect. Look at that.
You get that from me. I hardly ever get any shell in it.
Well, that's because you hardly ever cook.
Have you had any time to go and look for an outfit for this wedding?
No chance with half term.
Well, it's nice to have something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you okay, Emma?
Not really. I'm waiting for Ed to call. He's had to call Alistair out.
Well, shall we go back for lunch then?
Yep, I'm ready.
Me too.
I thought it might be nice if we all went out for a pizza tonight to celebrate your job, Josh.
Mm. Oh, cool, Mum. Save your heating one up at home.
Oh, very funny.
I feel really proud of what he's done, you know.
Me too. Well, I think what some teenagers get up to is enterprising, hard-working.
With a chip off the old block.
Well, excuse me. I'm the one who's trained him in the dairy to be job-ready.
That feels secure. The glue's set hard. Let her leg down, Ed.
Oh, okay. There you go, girl.
That'll keep the weight off the painful digit. Just watch out for any overloading on the other side.
Yeah, we'll do.
Oh, she's standing well anyway. These blocks stay on for 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
By which time she should be just about there. I'll come and check on her at the end of the week.
Oh.
Meanwhile, keep it as clean as you can.
Well, that'll be easier now I'm keeping them in. It's the first night tonight.
Ah, yeah, it must be a blessing.
The winter feed bills aren't a blessing.
No, I meant it can't be much fun moving them along the lane these dark evenings.
No, I won't miss that. All that blooming construction traffic.
Ah, yeah, the new dairy.
I had a lorry come up behind the cows the other day, honking his horn, just like he owned the lane.
Well, it'll bring jobs. That's Brian's argument.
On the subject of jobs, I don't suppose Shula's got anything at the stables needs doing.
As in?
Anything, really. Maintenance, odd jobs.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll ask her, but I'd be surprised.
That's always worth asking.
Yeah. Well, I'll be on my way. I'm dropping Dan over to see his grandparents.
Oh, right. Look, any idea what the bill might be, Alistair?
Oh, don't worry about that now. I'll drop it off. Not too much.
No. Thanks, Alistair.
Yeah, see you, Ed.
I'll see ya.
Well?
Yeah, she'll be okay.
How much was it?
I don't know yet. He's dropping the bill off.
Oh, on top of everything else, Ed. The car tax is due. The water bill just arrived.
What's the damage?
87.
Still, at least we expected that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we've been putting the cash aside for it.
That's all gone.
Gone? What do you mean it's gone?
I spent it.
What on?
Talking fridge. What do you think? Just basics, day-to-day stuff.
We said we wouldn't touch it.
I had no choice, Ed. I ran out of money.
Ma!
Ma! Oh, that's where I left them. Ma! Hold on, James. Hold on, darling. I'm right here.
Oh, at last. Where have you been?
I was looking for my car keys, sorry.
Bad news. I've just lost a client.
Oh, no. Oh, James.
Non-proximity was the issue.
Well, I thought you could do everything virtually now.
He doesn't trust it. Confidentiality, you know. Plus, I'm his Spock.
Spock?
Yeah, single point of contact. He wanted a face-to-face. Oh, I'm losing money hand over fist stuck here. And I still can't get anything sensible from the insurance people.
Oh, now don't get yourself into a state, darling. Look, tell you what, how about I rustle you up a visitor?
Well, that won't bring my client back.
No, 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 but it'll take your mind off losing him.
Maybe. Oh, why not? You're a diamond, Ma. Thanks.
Well, Tom might be free at lunchtime.
Yeah, Cousin Tom's always up for a laugh. Oh, I'm getting so flabby. I'm used to pumping iron 3 times a week.
Well, you'll soon get your fitness back when the plaster's off.
What's for lunch today?
Soup and a sandwich, OK?
Best lose the sandwich, maybe.
You sure? You need to keep your strength up.
I can't afford the carbs.
OK, I'll tell Matt.
Matt?
I'm taking Mum to Borchester. I did say.
Did you?
It's only for a couple of hours. I'm sure you'll be all right. See you later.
Okay.
Be good.
Oh, Ma, get us a decent DVD while you're out, will you? Yours are all rubbish.
Matt?
Oh, right there, Puss.
Oh, good. You're here.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
James.
What about him?
Just lost a client.
Lucky escape for someone.
Oh, be quiet.
Well, you'd have to be desperate. I wouldn't trust him to manage a flea circus.
He's a professional.
He's an amateur who's learnt the jargon.
Look, Matt, I haven't got time for this. I've got to pick Mum up. I'm taking her to the Laurels.
Oh, is that today?
I told you.
Oh.
Look, you'll need to heat up James's soup. It's mushroom in a pouch.
Me?
Yes, you. I asked you to do this one thing for me, just one thing.
Well, I'm just going out myself.
Oh, and that's why you poured yourself a cup of coffee, is it?
Oh. The push cat. Oh.
What is it, Matt?
Can you come down to the kitchen? Now, please.
I'm in the middle of something.
It's important.
Oh, give me a minute.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, give me strength.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
Oh, no.
What?
Matt, hello. I thought I might have caught Ma.
She's gone. You've got Nurse Ratchet instead.
So I see.
Well, what do you want, then?
I've changed my mind about the sandwich.
What sandwich?
Well, Ma said that I could...
Oh, did she now?
Well, if it's no trouble, chicken mayonnaise was mentioned.
Oh, nice. And would you like that with crisps and a side salad?
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, but I'd better not. Don't want to run to fat. I'll tell you what, how about just the chicken and hold the mayo?
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but sandwiches are off today.
Ah.
And if you want your soup in a bowl and not over your head, you'll take it as it comes.
Yes, of course. Thanks.
Good. We understand one another.
Oh, Matt, before you go...
Yes?
Stick the telly on. There's a good chap.
Telly... Yeah, well, I suppose that'll keep you off me back.
You know, it's not easy being trapped in sleepy old Ambridge. I feel like a, well, like a tagged prisoner.
Been rehearsing that.
Well, if the cap fits. The remote?
Yeah, I'll leave it just here, shall I? On top of the TV.
But I can't reach it. Oh, very amusing.
The exercise will do you good. And you know what they say? A man's reach should always exceed his grasp. Old chap.
I'll tell Ma. She loves me more than she loves you, anyway. Oh, well. Helen, damnation.
Brenda.
What's so urgent?
James's suit needs heating up.
I'm not doing it.
There's a coffee here if you want it.
Don't you dare! Matt!
Mushroom in a pouch.
God! Traitor!
Paul, hi.
Hi, how's things?
Fine. Well, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm in the petrol station. I'm looking for a DVD for James. Poor love, he's so bored.
Well, he's bound to be.
I haven't a clue what to get him. Sorry. I'm in someone's way here.
Oh, it's not a good time, is it?
Not really. I've got to pay for the petrol, and there's a car behind mine waiting for the pump.
Oh, I'll let you go then.
No. Wait. Look, I'll phone you from the car after I've dropped Mum off. I'll have bags of time then.
Great. I'll keep my phone on.
So I'm looking for a novel product for Christmas. Jolene suggested Angels on Horseback.
Angels on Horseback?
Yeah. She thinks that they're cocktail sausages wrapped in bacon,
I never got my chicken sandwich.
Actually, she's wrong.
Oh, it's cock-up catering services with Mar off the premises.
You see, sausages wrapped in bacon are pigs in blankets. Oh,
God, I'm hungry.
Though, if you think about it, really, that's what they should call sausage rolls.
Oh, I'd kill for a sausage roll.
Which begs the question...
What question?
What does that make a devil on horseback?
Oh, Tom, please. Let's consult the old smartphone, shall we?
Okay, I know when I'm beaten.
Resolve this fascinating conundrum once and for all.
Go on then, put in devils on horseback.
Righto.
I have a feeling there's a prune involved somewhere. Then again, you wouldn't put a prune with a cocktail sausage. I mean, how would they fit together?
Here we go. Devils on horseback, prunes wrapped in bacon.
Ah, so I was right about the prune.
Well, that's the devil dealt with. Shall we move on to the angels?
Yeah. Oh, I see Matt relented and brought the bell home from the pub.
Yeah, stroke of genius from Ma. It's been a lifesaver.
You must miss her when she's out.
More than you know. Ah, here we are.
Go on then.
Angels on horseback, oysters wrapped in bacon.
Oh, yes.
Ah. We had oysters by the bucket load when I worked in the city. Washed down with a nice 73 Krug.
And sausages wrapped in bacon are pigs in blankets. Simple.
Look, fascinating as this has been, Tom, do you mind? I'm feeling done in.
Oh, OK. I need to go and see to the pigs anyway. Oh, that's irritating.
Well, they pretend they can't hear it when Ma's not here.
Oh, James!
Sorry.
Well... I hope you'll be up and about in time for the Super Sizzle Night next Monday.
I doubt it. Progress is slow.
Bangers provided by yours truly. So everyone will be munching on their pigs in clover and watching the fireworks at the same time.
Pigs in clover?
Yeah. Sausages in a baked spud. Come on, everyone knows that.
Right.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Oh, at last.
Still here, Tom. What is it, James? I'm making my lunch.
Could you show some beverage leadership and bring me a coffee? And anything edible you can lay your hands on?
Manners, James.
Oh, please.
What did your last slave die of?
I wonder. You can take my bowl away. The soup was cold, by the way.
Don't speak to Brenda like that.
Well, I'm starving.
And I'm paid to be a professional PA, not your personal chef.
Well, no one's going to employ you as a cook if you can't even heat up a bowl of soup.
Right, that's it.
Hey, what are you doing?
Confiscating your bell until you learn some manners.
Hey?
Come on, Tom.
Way to go, Brenda.
You can't! Brenda!
Shut the door behind you, Tom. Then I won't have to listen to his bellowing.
My bell! I'll tell Ma! Oh, damn. Still a pair of country mice when it comes down to it.
This stupid bell goes back to the bull tonight.
You were magnificent.
I was, wasn't I? He's such a little toe rag. I gave him lukewarm soup on purpose, you know.
Brenda?
Well, it serves him right for humiliating me all those years ago, pig.
So, it's true then.
What?
Revenge is best served cold.
They don't think they're alike, that's the problem. But they really are.
Well, that's when people clash, isn't it? When they're fighting over the same psychological territory.
Ooh, that's a bit deep, darling.
Why'd you do that?
What?
Send yourself up.
Just getting in there before anyone else does. It's habit.
You don't need to. Not with me, Lillian.
That's why I like talking to you.
You're a great mum, you know.
You do what you have to.
You do more.
I know I've spoiled him, but that was to compensate.
For what?
Well, Ralph died when he was 6.
Oh, that's hard.
His father, Ralph.
Yeah, I know.
It was just James and me then. He was my world. No wonder he's Mummy's boy.
You've had to be strong.
Well, I get that from Mum. She's a formidable lady.
Yeah, I remember. We fixed her cooker hood.
Oh, yes, so you did. You know, what's so hurtful is Matt's hell-bent on avoiding James, and yet he's jealous whenever I go near him. My own son, I just feel so torn.
It's not easy keeping two men you love happy. Look, I should probably get back to work. I've got some orders to process.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. I've kept you too long.
No, of course you haven't. Look, any time you need to let off steam.
Ooh, you'll regret saying that. How's it going, anyway, at Fawcett Magna?
Oh, we're on target, which is a miracle, considering the materials we've had to source for the church.
It's a nice old building, St. Matthew's.
You know it?
Well, I attended a service there with Ralph once. The squire's wife, you know.
Oh, high status.
He bribed me with a horse to marry him. I follow the money. It's a pan.
Hey, don't be cynical.
And, how's Daryl doing?
Oh, respect to him. He's a good worker. Yeah, I really value him.
Oh, Matt, you're back. Finally.
Yeah, I had a few errands to run.
Of course you did.
Everything going all right this afternoon?
It's been very quiet.
Oh, this would so suit Kira, Ed.
What is it?
It's a little Fair Isle sweater.
Oh,
it's gorgeous. Real wool. Oh, I'm not paying $3.99, though.
It's a bit posh for a charity shop, isn't it? Fair Isle.
Well, that's why I like this one. It's near a good area with lots of big houses.
Hi, Emma. Thought it was you.
Oh, Fallon. Hi. I'm going now, Ed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bye.
Oh, what a cute little jumper.
I know. Too much trouble washing it, though.
This fleece here, look.
Hey, that's nice and thick. Let's see the tag. $1.29. I might get that for Kira.
Yeah, I would at that price.
No!
Oh, George, look at your face. It's scary.
Yeah.
He's just had it painted at that Halloween thing at the library.
Oh, he looks wicked. Well, I'm after an outfit for tonight, for a Halloween special at Jack's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Got a great vintage section here. I'm going to go for the Angelica Houston look.
Oh, sure, you'll find something.
I'm dead nervous. Kenton's standing back and letting me run the show.
You watch your step now, Dad.
All that money for a set of dentures.
Oh, change the record. I've had this all the way home.
Genuine robbery.
Oh, thanks for taking me to have them fitted, son, and for bringing me home.
Yeah, well, they weren't very much.
Yeah, it was a public service. Them spare ones look horrific. Look, I'll see you later. I'm back to town now.
Sure. You like robbery.
Love at first bite.
Oh, you haven't heard the worst yet. The corpse reviver.
Oh, what's that made up of?
Gin, Cointreau, absinthe and lemon. And we'll have the house zombie punch on the go and all.
It gets worse. George, you leave that coat alone.
Oh.
It's too big for you.
Should be a good night. Loads of people have said that they'll come and support me. Hayley and Roy, Helen and Alice and Chris, even Jim.
Lloyd?
Yeah. Keep an eye on me, probably. Oh, and Tom and Brenda, too.
Oh, it all sounds brilliant, Fallon.
And we've got themed music. Oh, Brenda so needs a night out. James is driving her mental at the Dower House.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, you should try and come tonight.
Oh, no, we can't get a babysitter.
I'm going to Daddy's.
For Kira, I mean.
Oh, that's okay. You know, it is ages since either of us have had a night out.
Mm, yeah, thanks, but I don't think I'd be good company tonight. It's a year today my nan died.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, everything's gone wrong since then.
Don't say that.
Keith was in court 2 weeks ago. And Tracy won't even give me the time of day.
No, I appreciate this, Grandad.
No. I need to harvest it any road. The courage is coming apart. Look,
I don't mind that. Huh? Emma's doing macaroni cheese for tea tomorrow.
Oh, I'll probably go nice with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Here you are, then.
Oh, smashing.
The caterpillars have been having a field day this year.
This will bulk up the meal great.
Hey, did I tell you how much my new dentures are going to cost me?
Yep, several times. Yeah, he wants to lend Georgie replacement ones for Halloween tonight. People would soon cough up the
All right. I reckon he'll need dentures himself, the pile of sweets Sir Williams bought for him. You've never seen anything like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let alone all the ones you'll get going round the village. That a treat or tricking. Well, it's demanding sweets with menaces, that's what it is. Yeah. When I was a nipper, I was terrified to look into the mirror at Halloween in case I saw a witch.
Well, the kids won't have no luck at our house tonight. Huh? Can't afford any sweets to give out this year.
Yeah, well, it's all commercial nowadays. Whatever happened to simple apple bobbing, eh?
Now, Em and me are going to put the lights out. Pretend we're not in.
Yeah, well, some things are still free, eh?
Blimey, you got a long memory, Grandad.
Eh? Yeah, cheeky.
We'll have to tell Ed and Kira all about them stories, won't we, Georgie? Oh, come on, you stupid car, stop doing that. Especially that funny one with the big tabby cat. It's a shame that witch didn't want her.
What's that white smoke, Mummy?
Oh, I don't know, love. Maybe there's a bonfire in the field. Oh, God. It's coming from our exhaust.
I can smell burning.
Me too.
Mummy!
Shh, darling, it's okay. I'm going to pull over now. All right, you moron. Give me a chance.
I want to get out.
Hold on, sweetheart. We're stopping now. Oh, see there, we're stopped. The engine will cool down now.
I'm getting out.
No, George, stay there and wait for me. I'm coming round. Don't worry. Oh, it's still smoking. Come on then, Georgie. Out you get, there's a good boy.
Noisy, Mummy.
Give me your hand, we're going to go up the bank, all right?
Okay.
Don't be frightened, it's all fine. Sit by me up here.
What about our stuff?
It doesn't matter. Now, don't move, I'm going to phone Ed.
I want to go home.
I know.
Hiya.
Oh, Ed, thank God.
Come on. You can come on down now.
Okay.
You're all right. We're all fixed up and ready to go.
Take my hand, Georgie.
Yeah. All right, Paul. We'll take it dead slow.
Careful, darling.
I'm all right.
There's no worry. Take it steady. Good boy. Right, I've put in your booster seat, George, so you climb in first.
Okay.
This is an adventure, all right, isn't it?
You all right?
Yeah.
Now you, love.
Thanks, Eddie.
We can tell everyone what a brave boy you've been. All right, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We'll soon have you home.
I knew it wasn't safe.
I'm sorry, Em.
You promised you'd get your dad to look at it.
And I was gonna.
You've been saying that for weeks. I told you on Sunday it was misfiring.
Yeah, but there's only so many times that you can repair an old car like that, love. It was bound to die on us sometime.
Well, me and George could have died on that dual carriageway.
I'm sorry, okay?
God, the relief when your dad and Paul pulled up. Georgie was so scared.
The traffic was deafening.
And his face was already white as a sheet, even before you broke down.
Is that meant to be funny?
No! No, it came out wrong. I meant he just had his face painted, the poor kid.
You don't care, do you?
Emma! Of course I do!
Then why did you tell him not to say anything to Will?
You know what Will's like.
It wasn't fair.
I didn't want things kicking off when Will picked him up, all right? And spoiling Georgie's evening.
It's already spoiled.
No, Em. He's had a horrible experience, but he didn't come to any harm.
Yeah, thanks to your dad.
Yeah, and by the time George's been round the village in his super-duper wizard outfit, crammed his face with sweets, he'll have forgotten all about it.
Just like that.
You done off mollycoddle him, you know.
He's 7. A lorry could have ploughed into us. Anything.
I'm sorry, Em. I'm sorry. I'd just rather Will didn't know about this. Not yet. It spooked me out and all. I feel really bad. Oh. Em.
I thought the engine was going to burst into flames.
That's 20 quid's worth of petrol gone to waste. We're going to have to think about getting another car, aren't we?
You are joking.
You're back, then?
Yeah. Oh, I've just run Fat Paul.
Been up and down the town a bit today, ain't you?
Oh, 3 times. Where's Clary?
You're all upstairs.
Oh. Well, I think I've earned a beer.
I reckon so.
I don't think Emma could have coped with getting back in that car.
Well, there's an art to being told.
She was too shook up to do it. Paul was great. He even produced a bit of cardboard and felt tip before we left his place for the number plate.
I reckon he could have told it all by himself, the size of him.
Oh, he's sound as a pound, is Fat Paul. It was a good job he was eating.
And that you was close by.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was no point me coming all the way back to pick our Edward up with a mate that close. God, it makes me shudder to think of him cowering at the top of that bank with all them trucks whizzing by.
Yeah, well, it's bad enough when a car chased past me in Bartleby. It feels the old trap shake.
Yeah, we'll magnify that 20 times. Hey, Emma told me on the way home, they ain't got no roadside cover. Not of any description.
No?
No. Can't afford it.
People ain't poor like the old days, though.
Yeah, maybe, but they got bigger debts.
Yeah.
Hey, I could go and bag 'em a rabbit tomorrow.
Oh, she wasn't keen on gutting the turkeys, eh? She couldn't have skinned a rabbit, eh?
Yeah.
What was the problem, anyway?
Oh, it was a head gasket. The coolant was burning.
Nasty.
Well, you really don't want to be driving it once the white smoke starts up.
Don't be stupid, Emma. We can't manage without a car. I can't do my job. You can't get to the shops. You can't pick George up from his karate. It's bonkers.
And how are we supposed to pay for it, eh?
Monthly repayments. Well, I'm good for a loan.
No more debt, please. Well, we're already drowning in it.
If you were better at managing...
Don't you dare put this on me.
It was you that spent all the money we put aside for the water bill.
How do you expect me to leave money in a drawer when we've run out of food? We always need more than we've got, Ed. We never catch up. And now you want us to owe even more money we can't pay back.
How can I trust you when you keep things from me? You never said that you'd spend that money.
I was ashamed, okay? I was ashamed that I can't manage.
How do you think I feel? I can't even provide for my own family.
Oh, you've woken Kira up now.
Me?
George? George, shh. It's all right, son. Go back to sleep now.
Daddy!
Well, it'll be light in a couple of hours, and we've got a big day ahead of us.
Yeah.
We're going to see all the lovely animals. That's it, George. Don't fight it.
You there, Ed?
Oh, I didn't mean to wake you up.
You off now?
Oh, Oliver's milking this morning. I haven't slept a wink.
Not me.
Can I,
Yeah, come on. Is Kira all right?
Yeah, no, she's still asleep.
Good. Come on, then.
Okay. Shove over.
I'll try.
Tight squeeze.
No, I'll cuddle up.
Our bed's too big without you.
George's is too small.
I don't mind.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. You cold?
Well, it's too early for the heating.
I don't feel it. I mean, you never noticed if you were indoors or outdoors growing up on the farm. We had ice inside the windows from September to May.
It reminds me of the caravan.
We're not going back to all that, Em. I promise.
Mum and Dad always kept our house lovely and cosy. You were right, we are going to need to replace the car.
I think it's for
no,
the
listen,
best.
I'm not going to go to Jodie's wedding.
No. Don't punish yourself
I've
like this.
I've made up my mind.
You need the break. You deserve
Please,
it.
Please, Ed. Nanny used to say you should cut your coat according to your cloth. Going to London for a wedding at the moment, it's a fantasy.
Your parents are paying.
No. Listen, I've thought about it. And if Mum and Dad say I can keep the money, we'll use it to tax the new car for 6 months. And then whatever's left can go towards the water bill. That's what you wanted last night.
Yeah, but not at the expense of your trip to London. You were so looking forward
to
that.
Something's got to give. I can't face Jodie anyway. Not like this.
Well, you look all right.
He used to say I look gorgeous. And we agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try harder to find a second job. Anything. Oh, I'm sorry, Em. I didn't want this for you.
I'd loved...
What?
Oh, no, it sounds so selfish.
Go on, say it.
I'd love to go out for a cappuccino again, just because I felt like it. Or treat myself to a new lippy or a tube of hand cream. I miss being careless, you know?
Yeah, I do.
My life's either all about 40 pence off a pack of turkey slices or an £87 water bill. There's nothing in between anymore. Fun things have all gone. I mean, well, look at Alice starting a high-powered job soon, or Pip taking up skiing.
Oh, come on, Em. Look, we've got each other. And the kids, you know, it's...
Look, George.
We had to fight so hard to be together.
Know.
And now, more than ever, we need to keep fighting, or this will tear us apart.
Wow, look at that rhino, Mum.
Where, Jake?
I saw it first.
Hey, George, we don't want any of that.
Oh, yeah. God, it's massive.
Funny to see it there, grazing like a cow. I thought I was back in Ambridge.
You know, they can run like the wind.
Yeah.
They've landscaped it really well, this discovery trail, haven't
they? Ow, George pinched me. I didn't, Daddy.
Stop it, George. You're spoiling the day. I don't know why he's being like this.
Well, he did have a broken night. He's probably having nightmares about witches and vampires or something.
Too many sweets, more like. Yeah, what time's the sea lion show on, love?
Okay, let me check.
And what noise will the sea lions make, kids?
I'm hungry, Mummy.
All right. Better stop soon, Will.
Yeah, I could do with a break myself.
Well, you needn't have gone in this morning. Pete wasn't expecting you to.
Oh, I was awake with George anyway. I didn't stay long.
Well, make sure you tell Brian.
Ah, it's all right, Nick.
No, he takes advantage.
Oh, he's feeling the pressure, that's all. He's desperate for the shoot to run like clockwork next week. He's invited some big names from the dairy export world he needs to impress.
He's such a hustler.
Well, it could be crucial for the new dairy. He's got to sell the milk to someone. Where now?
Left. Then we can go through the monkey drive to reach the picnic area.
Okay.
No, it's 5 miles an hour here.
Okay. Yeah, they all know one another, these business people. And with the market slow, you've got to stand out from the crowd. You want me to keep my job, don't you?
No! Where did that come from?
A monkey!
Honestly, why can the boys never put their own dirty clothes in the laundry basket?
Ed's the same.
Oh, it drives me mad. I've just unearthed a T-shirt from under Josh's bed I've forgotten he even had. I think I'll send it to the Tyne team. It smells old enough.
There. I'll just rinse around the bath and I'm done.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and I've found a few things in Ben's wardrobe for the charity shop. Mm. There's such a growth spurt this summer. They don't come near him anymore.
Oh, it was the same with George. There.
Well, you might find something for him. The bag's on the landing.
Okay, thanks. I'll take a look.
I'm taking it in later this afternoon, so there's no rush.
Well, I might as well look now.
Would you like me to pick anything up for you while I'm in town?
I can't think of anything, thanks.
Well, let me know. I'm so sorry about your car. Poor you.
No, it wasn't nice.
You're stuck without one.
Mm. Especially since they cut the buses.
You finished with that drumstick, Jake?
Yep.
Well, give it to her and I'll put it with the rubbish.
Mum!
George, those aren't your crisps.
Oh.
Look, you're behaving like one of them monkeys. Great picnic, love.
Thanks.
Not the warmest day for it.
No, but we can go in and have a hot drink soon anyway, eh?
Yeah, good idea.
Oof. Really didn't like that camel. Menacing, really.
What?
I mean, there was only my car window between us. I felt quite scared, actually.
Me too.
Did you, George?
Like yesterday when our car broke down.
What?
It was on the busy road.
What happened, son?
There was all smoke coming out of the back. Granddad had to tow us home.
Well, Emma kept that quiet when I picked him up.
Am I in trouble?
Typical.
No, sweetheart, you're not in trouble. Will?
Oh.
George, will you take the others over to the play area, please?
So I can remember Ben in that anorak.
Well, there's a bit of wear on the cuffs, but apart from that...
Oh, that's great. That'll do him for a school year.
Yeah, even if the arms are a bit long. It's nice you've been home for dinner.
Oh, I don't know why I left my sandwiches here.
Well... Last 24 hours, I've been a bit topsy-turvy. Are you eating that banana, Kira, or are you just messing with it?
You little monkey. Go on, well, show us the rest.
I thought this football shirt might fit him next summer.
Wrong team?
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
I'm not chucking it out just for that. At least the trainers are branded.
He's too young for all that.
Don't you believe it? He already looks the poorest in his class.
Oh, that's rubbish. What are them jeans, though?
Now, they really are too long.
Yeah. Why'd you take them?
Well, I thought we could hold on to them for the future.
No.
Well, you never know.
Okay, yeah, well, just in case.
You probably won't need them.
No.
Right. Thanks, Dad.
Well?
It's been letting George ride round in a rust bucket.
Will, people are looking. What did he say exactly?
That George and Emma were at the top of a grass bank on the dual carriageway.
Oh, no.
George was freezing and terrified. And the engines are right off.
Dad and Paul got them home safely. Thank heavens.
Wow.
No wonder he was crying in the night.
Poor little thing. He's not been himself today. Not really.
Well, it's not surprising, is it?
Will.
Sorry. That's not all. Dad's just told me they're living hand to mouth at Rickyard. They're totally broke. And in debt.
Oh, I had no idea it was that bad.
Well, he wouldn't exaggerate. He knows what it is to go without.
Mum!
Oh, the kids are waving. Wave back, Will.
Look at me, Daddy.
Go on, or George will think you're still angry with him.
Oh. Hiya.
Hi.
It's not what I want for George.
Of course not.
And what are they spending his maintenance on, eh? Because it sure as hell ain't George.
Oh, they wouldn't deprive the children.
On bills, I bet. Oh, God only knows what's going on in that house.
But I'm sure Emma's doing her best.
Look, don't make excuses. They've deliberately kept us in the dark.
Yes, and that was wrong, but you're not the
help. He's my son. I've a right to know everything that's going on if it affects him. What if he's going hungry?
Oh, he eats well at ours.
I can't bear the thought of it.
No.
Well, it would be a start if he came to us more often.
Well, if you can square it with Emma, then that's...
Well, she hasn't got a leg to stand on now.
Just don't go in like a bull in a china shop. Promise me, Will.
Okay. Then at least I'd know he was getting a proper meal.
Yeah.
Would you be all right with that, love?
You don't need to ask.
Thank you. Well, at least with us, I know he won't go without.
Well, yes, Glenn, I'd be delighted. And thank you very much. And, laters. Goodbye. Mike? Jim Lloyd.
Oh, you all right, Jim?
More than all right. You're going to be famous.
Eh?
I've just come off the phone to Glenn Whitehouse. Borsetshire Life?
Oh, right.
It's good news. He's accepted my article about you.
Klimenek? They must have been desperate.
Pardon?
Anyway, congratulations. Now, I need to get on with me bottling, if you don't mind.
Oh, right you are.
Hello?
Good morning, Christine.
Oh, Jim. Have you bought the paper?
I'm outside the shop now.
Good. Then we can tackle the crossword over a cheese scone.
Temptress.
Oh, it's you.
What do you want, Will?
Is Emma in, please?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, is it important? I've only nipped home to find an invoice.
Yeah, it's important. To me, anyway. And George.
We'll get on with it, then.
Right. Well, it's obvious things are,
What?
Well, Dad says...
Oh, spit it out!
That you're struggling.
That's none of your business.
Look, personally, I wouldn't care if you lived in the gutter. But it's affecting George.
No, it's not.
I'm not having him go hungry because of your pride.
What? Where have you got that from? He is not going hungry. Look, you're overstepping the mark here, Will.
But I'm putting George first, which is something you'll never do.
I'm not listening to this.
Well, don't you shut the door on me.
You've got 10 seconds.
I think, and Nick agrees...
Here we go.
That George should come to us more often.
Oh, Ma, you're in here.
Hello, darling. What do you want?
Oh, that blister pack of painkillers. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I might have brought them in here. You should have called me.
Oh, I need the exercise. Can you...
Yeah, of course. Careful, darling.
Oh, happy landings.
It's nice to have a change of scene, even if it is only the kitchen.
Well, let's have a look.
Oh, I meant to say, Ma, that DVD you got from the petrol station.
Oh, yeah?
Excellent choice, Ma. Oh,
good. Could tell you were enjoying it.
Ah, full marks. I had no idea my old Ma was so current.
Yeah, well, that just goes to show...
What?
How the men in this house underestimate me. Oh, here they are.
Talking of which, where is Matt?
Sealing a deal somewhere, I expect. Here.
I'd never seal a deal with him. He's as slippery as an eel. Don't trust him, Ma. I don't. Never have, never will.
James, please, no more. I'm sorry. Sorry. I've got a headache. I need to lie down.
Oh. I've been lying down for days.
And before you know it, he'll be living with you.
Oh, I've tried to be reasonable.
Nick's done her best, but you, reasonable, never. It's not on, Will.
I expect Emma wants the best for George.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, she'd be happier, knowing his tummy was full of more after.
He is not going hungry.
Well, what did he have for tea then, before he came to me?
I don't know, something on toast. Emma had to fix it quickly. They were held up in town.
Held up? They broke down? He could have been killed in that heap of junk you call a car.
You've heard about that, then?
He's not safe with you. You can't look after him properly.
Look, we're getting a new car, all right?
You? Don't make me laugh. It'll be another clapped-out death trap.
It'll be used, yeah, but it'll be sound.
And how are you paying for it?
With a loan. Not that it's any of your business.
So, even less money to spend on George. So
not everyone's got a house on the green to rent out, Will.
Well, it's a good job one of us can provide for him, since he's living like a pauper here.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You've got no self-respect. You never have had. I'd be moving heaven and earth to bring more money in if I were in your shoes.
I'm trying. You know what? I hope the chute collapses and you lose your precious job. What, you think it couldn't happen? It happens all the time, Will. Like one minute everything's fine and the next your smug little world could come crashing down round your ears.
You are so jealous of me.
Get lost.
Be sure and tell Emma why I called.
And he wants five more articles to follow.
Five? Well done.
All in a similar vein. Local artisans and so on. The scones are revelatory today.
Usual recipe.
Glenn called the article workmanlike and accessible. So, you see, I have got the common touch.
I never doubted it for a minute.
Yes, you did.
Oh, don't be silly. I knew you'd write a good piece.
You did? Then why...
Oh, that was just reverse psychology.
What?
To spur you on.
Spur me? Christine.
You know how intellectually competitive you are.
Well, to use Jazz's vernacular, I'm gobsmacked.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Don't let's talk about me. I want to hear all about what you've been up to.
Well, yeah, hold on to your seatbelts.
Why?
Because at the moment, I'm watching paint dry. What?
Nothing. Go on.
We're replacing a hotel kitchen. Yeah, I've come to inspect...
The paintwork.
Yeah. I'm up to Fawcett Magna this afternoon. Uh-huh. And it's back to my B&B before I go out for a steak, I expect.
Right.
If I can squeeze out past Delith.
Delith?
The proprietor. I'm not to call her the landlady. She's lovely, but, well, she can buttonhole you for half an hour on the subject of her son's many and glorious achievements.
And, is there a Mr. Delith?
Well, there's a photograph of a bloke with a mayoral chain in the dining room.
The plot things. What's your room like?
Let's see. Well, it's at the back of the house, but it's light and airy.
What else?
Why do you want to know?
so I can picture you in it.
Oh, well, poppies on the wall. Big modern poppies. Not like the naff little rosebuds I grew up with on my bedroom wall.
Ah.
In the summer I used to count them and I couldn't get to sleep.
I had little ponies on mine. I used to count them as well.
Well, there wasn't much else to do when you're in bed by 6 o'clock. And that was when I was 17. Kids today wouldn't put up with it.
Oh, by the way, that DVD was a hit. The one you recommended for James.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah. Well, not my type of movie, but... Well, Matt was secretly enjoying it too, even though he was grumbling all the way through it. Mm.
And, what's your favourite film then?
Steel Magnolias.
That figures.
Eight and 14 across are quite impenetrable.
Well, I think it's oven ready.
No, there's an H in the way.
Hmm. Jim, is that glitter on your forehead?
Oh, still there. It's a devil to wash off. It was part of my Halloween ensemble I wore to Jack's.
This is Jazza's influence.
Kenton said I put him in mind of Christopher Lee.
Oh, no. Vincent Price every time for me.
Fallon put on a fabulous night. She'll be a shoo-in as manager when her 3 months' trial is up.
Oh, I couldn't stay up that late.
Well, we left at 11.
We?
I took Daniel along.
Oh, that's nice.
I had to drag him away from the zombie punch on more than one occasion.
I bet.
He was a great hit for the young ladies, too.
Oh, he'll have plenty of time for girlfriends at university. This year I think he needs to get his head down.
The poor boy's agonising over his personal statement.
The university?
I pity students now. They all have to prove themselves. It's all so earnest.
Hmm.
Where are all the sit-ins of yesteryear?
Isn't Daniel having a gap year?
Oh, yes. He's hoping for an internship in the States. Not my idea of a gap year. Far too utilitarian.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll fit in some travel as well.
I hope so.
Alistair's been, then?
Yeah, he's checking on the fracture.
Oh, right.
You finished the bottling?
I'm off home now to make Vicky her lunch.
Blimey. Is she okay?
Oh, yeah, thanks, yeah. Things going along just fine. Can't get comfortable at night, mind.
Em was the same.
I meant to ask, how's she been managing without the car?
Oh, well, she's borrowed her mum and dad's to take George over to his mate Aidan's.
Is she okay, then? Must have been a nasty shot breaking down.
She's not great. Not really. She's been invited to this posh wedding in London.
London?
Only she's not going. We'll be taxing the new car with the money instead.
Ah. Tough times, tough choices.
Yeah. I wish she could have gone, though, Mike. Yeah, she needs something to lift her spirits. I could do with a second job, really.
You and a lot of folk.
Could I do Harry's round, do you think?
Oh, look, I can't afford to replace Harry. That's why I'm doing it myself.
Fair enough. Do you need a hand with your forestry work?
I've got Jamie now.
Oh.
And there's courses you'd have to go on.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Ed. I really am. I would help you if I could.